Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 341. If you'd like to have a copy of this program, we have an audio tape for you, free of charge, or a CD free of charge. Postage and handling is taken care of as well. And at the end of the program, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you'll be able to receive a copy of program number 341. So, we have Bible reading. We have from the book of Mark, chapter 4. We also have Revelations, the 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, Revelation, chapter 11, and all sorts of commentary. And we have music and testimony. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Let everything, Father, that is done on this service be a direct order from You, that it may open the hearts, minds, and spirits of those in the world that don't yet know You, Lord, and that it would strengthen the church and give them more zeal, the zeal that they must have in order for them to not be spit or spewed out of Your body, out of Your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now here's the brother's keepers to sing Jesus is coming soon, and He is.
Troublesome times are here,
filling men's
hearts with fear.
Freedom we all hold dear,
now is at stake.
Humbling your heart to God,
saves from the chastening rod.
Seek the way
pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Jesus is
coming soon,
morning or
night or noon.
Many will meet
there, meet them who.
Trumpets will
sound, surely sound.
So many cold, losing their homes of gold. Listen, God's word is told, evil's about. Many signs come to pass, nearing the end at last. It will come very fast, trumpets will sound.
Jesus is coming soon.
Praise the Lord. Now, you know, the 24th verse in the 4th chapter of Mark tells us, where it's Jesus talking, He says, take heed what you hear. You know, pay attention to what you're hearing, because there's a world full of Antichrist people. It's a whole corporation of ungodly people that are hearing the things that Satan's machine or combine is telling everybody, and they're believing it to the point to where there's such a contrast there between what the Lord says for us to hear and what the Antichrist has for us to hear. Now, the Antichrist makes you want to hate the things that God says. But the Spirit of God, the Word of God, Jesus, wants you to hate the things that the Antichrist, world government, world power, or Satan's machine wants you to hear. Now, Satan's machine, which is the Vatican, and the Vatican who controls the world government and controls also the media, because the Vatican makes the media talk the way that the Vatican or Satan thinks. Now, there's so many atrocities going on in this world today, but you have to take heed to what I'm saying. And you could pay little or no attention to what I'm saying because you've already been totally dismembered mentally as to the things that the Lord says or the reality of things. Now, when I was, before I was a Christian, I used to pay no attention. I used to think, oh my God, these people that have these big funerals, they must have been wonderful people. But you'll notice that when a Christian dies, and they're the ones that are really doing something for the Lord, there's no mention hardly of it at all. And if there is a mention, it's always in some derogatory form. But people that have murdered hundreds of millions of people, like Ho Chi Minh and Stalin and the presidents of the United States that have issued orders under the Vatican or Satan's voice, they are given huge funerals and there's lights burning for them. But the point is that now take heed how you hear now, because what I'm telling you, Jesus said, for he warns you to be careful as to how you hear things. Like, for instance, when people are persecutors of the churches, like Clinton. Now, the world is, according to John Peeler, who was an FBI agent, stated that they're going to make him, after he's done all the lying and everything, the head of the world government. That makes sense because the world, one world government takes orders from the Vatican, and Bill Clinton takes orders from the Vatican too, as well as his wife, or else they never would have been voted in. The people of the Satan's government have been deceived to the point to where they can vote any demonic person in that they want. And they think that they really have power over the Christian, but they have no power at all so far as getting into the kingdom of heaven is concerned. What good is it for you to have murdered millions of people or billions of them and then think that you're going to get into the kingdom of heaven? People should pay attention to the Lord, what he says. He says in verse 24, he says, take heed what you hear. With what, and he says, the way you measure things, I mean, if you measure that evil people are good, it's going to be measured back to you. If you measure that good people, the people that are chosen by the Lord, that have been sent by God into the world, that they're evil, you're going to receive your reward in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of heaven at the judgment bar of God, because the Lord said so. So you should really, actually, you must take heed of what you hear. And take heed what the Bible says, with what measure you dole out, it'll be doled out to you as well. And unto you that hear shall more be given unto you. It says actually, here shall more be given, and that means to you. For he that hath, in other words, if you have the Word of God and you have been chosen and you're called to you, if you do what the Lord says, if you hear the right way instead of this, putting some slant of the world government and the world system and the media that shows you that the most important thing for you to do is to look at people's rear ends and to look at these filthy programs they have. Because when you're looking at them, you're also hearing them. For a person that has the Word of God and listens to what he says, to him shall be given. And if you have Satan's force in you, you'll be given what Satan is given also. And that he that has not the God, the Spirit of God in them, the sevenfold Spirit of God, which are also the eyes of God, the burning furnaces of the Lord. And he that hasn't got that, from him shall be taken even that which he has. Now there's been people that persecute the Church of God. We have a bunch of those over in Falk, Arkansas. God told me that he's going to destroy those people. One of them was a man named Bill Levy. He's paralyzed now. He can't talk anymore. He used to talk real bad of things because he knows that the world doesn't take heed what they hear, that they just love to hear smut and lies about people. Otherwise, these smut magazines wouldn't be making so much money as they do. And then there was another preacher, supposed to be preacher in that area, which is with the United, remember, Pentecostal Church. That means they're united to the Vatican, the Antichrist. And he died three times, and then they put defibrillators on him, and he came back to life three times, and then they flew him to Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, to be operated on. And he's not expected to live that much longer, because the Lord told me he's going to take care of him, and I warned them, but they didn't take heed to what I was saying. There have been hundreds of people that have come against the Church of the Lord, which God gave me to pastor. They've told all sorts of lies, and people believed them. Even newspapers and even attorneys and people like that. Well, there's a big article in the paper today saying, oh, this man was a great man and all this kind of stuff. And he was one of the kingpins that was coming against us, trying to run us out of town. And so I was going to hire attorneys, but they are not doing the job. The Lord said, I told you I'm going to take care of them. Then another former mayor of the city just dropped dead yesterday, as she and her son were against us and had tried to run the people in my church out of town. And God dropped her dead yesterday. But oh, there's just such a swelling article about how wonderful they were. But not in the eyes of God. God said he's going to take care of those devils. Okay, but the world is going to say, oh, why are you saying things like that? This is just that you're not a Christian. But the Lord called people snakes and vipers, pigs, vomit-lapping dogs. And he said he got angry at the people for the hardness of their hearts. Now, the whole world is saying that you should have anger management. But why don't they have anger management? They're bombing people and destroying them. Look at what they did over at Waco. But yet, nobody mourned that much except true born-again Christians over the people at Waco. And everybody else doesn't take heed what they hear. They hear the news media saying, well, it was established in a unsaved, ungodly Catholic court that these people were guilty of something. But if they were guilty, why did John Peeler state that he was told that let's go and kill? He was the former FBI man. And why did they tell him that he was supposed to go there to kill David Koresh and his people? Not arrest him and take him to trial, but to just go in and kill him and his wife and other other men and their wives and their children. So you see, but still you have sympathy for the government, and you can see right on film that the government had these marshals went up and wiped out their own men and then blamed it on David Koresh's people, the Christians. But you people heard the wrong thing. I actually have videotapes on that occurring. There's three men that crawled into a window, two or three of them, and then the last man took his machine gun and just sprayed the room with it from the outside of the window. And then a shot came out of the window because one of them was firing back, hit him on the helmet, knocked him out for a few seconds, and then he woke up and then crawled back down the ladder. But they were killed, and David Koresh in the church, his church, which actually is the Seventh-day Adventist church, which is one of the larger churches in the country, they got blamed for killing those people. So, and then it was that everybody was mourning over those people that were killed with what they call friendly fire. They were mourning over those people and not over the people that they went there to kill. John Peeler, former FBI, BATF man, stated that they went there, they called it a turkey shoot, where they were laughing and joking about it, going over there to kill Christians. And Bill Clinton, who is just a self-confessed liar and a manslaughter, said he took full responsibility for it. And they're going to make him, because he's so evil, they're going to place him, according to Peeler, John Peeler, the former FBI man, they're going to make him the head of the world government, which is the Antichrist. So Clinton must be exceedingly evil for them to give him that position. Now, how Peeler know this is because he, at one time, was one of the people that hated Christians, just like the Apostle Paul. So in our praying for people to get saved, John Peeler did get saved, and he pulled out of the world government. And if you are in the world government and listening to the things they say, you have to cease and desist immediately, or else you'll wind up in the same hell that Satan himself is going to wind up in. So you everything is like slanted nowadays. And so if you have the Lord, then a lot more of the power of God is going to be given unto you, the Bible says. Read chapter 4, verses 24 and 25. For he that has, to him shall be given. And to he that has not, the Lord, from him shall be taken, even that which he has. Like, in other words, Bill Clinton had a real good heart at one time. Now he had a lot of bypasses, and he's predicting his own death now. So if he lives to the point to where they make him the head of the world government. But that's one thing. But people say, like this one woman that lives outside of Falcon is the one that's causing a lot of the trouble. She's saying she called our attorney up and stated, we have attorneys too. But the one thing my attorney should have told her was that, but we've got God. My client has God and you don't. And my client stated that God said he's going to destroy you. So they talk real smart. Then all of a sudden they drop dead. Okay? Like this one supposed to be preacher dropped dead in his own pulpit. Don't know what message he was preaching, but I'm sure it was not coming from the Lord. And so we have some testimonials today, but take heed how you hear. We have thousands upon thousands of people that were saved that write in testimonials, and we can only do one or two, maybe at the max three a program, and sometimes we can't even do that because the messages are so long. You know, you take the the two witnesses in the chapter 11 of the book of Revelation. These are God's two candlesticks, golden candlesticks. These are the two most important people on the face of this earth. And these people are very much like Sue and myself, because we tell people the full truth of the Word of God, and all kinds of people are offended. And the Bible says that the whole world would be offended at these two witnesses, because they tormented the people of the world so much, because the Word of God torments them. Now, the words from Antichrist don't torment them. They love that. And the Bible states in the 11th chapter of Revelation that when these two people, that Satan rises up and kills them after their 3.5 year ministry, which was the same ministry as the Lord. He said, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses." Now, these two witnesses have just been sending strong messages to the people in the world for years. And then one of them died, and the other one comes back to life again and joins her husband. And then they tell everybody in the world, they say, "Look, you see, the Lord said this would happen, and it happens." Okay, and so when they died, though, when they got killed for 3.5 days, the people of the world saw them laying in the streets for 3 days, and they were sending presents to one another. They don't honor Christmas the way it's supposed to be, and a bunch of evil people even want to take the word Christ out of Christmas, to X out the word Christ, because they hate Christ so much. They hate God so much. And then the Lord, after they're sent all these gifts and make it a holiday when these people die or be killed, murdered, then God's, the spirit of life from God goes into their bodies, and they stand up on their feet, and then they ascend up into the kingdom of heaven, and the whole world sees that happen. And they're full of fear all of a sudden, because they go into heaven the same way the Lord did, in a cloud, right before the eyes of 500 people with the Lord. And this time, before the eyes of the whole world, these two people that have God's Spirit in them. And then everybody... there's a lot of people that are killed, thousands of them, and an earthquake. And then everybody knows, yes, the Lord must have really raised from the dead and ascended into heaven, because if these two people that we hated so much were dead, and they, the Spirit of God, entered into them, and they ascend up into the kingdom of heaven, alive, to transformed into ecclesiastical bodies, that is for sure Jesus did. So these are the two witnesses, and their death and resurrection and ascension into heaven is also a witness that the Lord did all those things, and that the Holy Spirit was in them, and that they're in heaven now. And so, you know, we put up with persecution, character assassination, degradation, and all these different things for a short period of time. After all, life is like a vapor, you know, we're here, a shadow. You see us, and then the shadow's gone when the sun goes down. And also, it's grassy, vapory, and shadowy. And we're gone forever. And so this is why the Lord warns everyone to take heed how you hear. You pay attention to what you're hearing, and then weigh it out if you care about your own soul. Now, we know a lot of people want to live according to the desires of their flesh. But so, so that means that you like to listen to the devil, the Antichrist, and the world, the Antichrist, Satan's machine. And so you spend eternity with him. And so you think that you're so smart now, but when you're burning in hell and the lake of fire, you're not going to think yourself so smart. You're going to wish that you would have sacrificed the years while you were on earth, in the time zone rather than eternity, that you would have paid more strict attention to how you hear and what you hear, because eternity is forever and ever, hundreds of billions of years, trillions of years. And you're just going to be scorched and suffering and burnt and fried, and it's just, you're just going to be
all you can do is chew on your tongue and cry out, mercy, mercy. You like to have fun here on Earth, and now it's so boring because all you can do is say, mercy, and just beat yourself up against the pits of hell, the lake of fire, and just be scorched and never die. You're constantly dying, but you never die because you always feel that pain and more intensified than you ever did when you were in your carnal, natural body. So take heed how you hear. The two witnesses did, and they didn't mind being killed for just a... It's like a cigarette burn happens to you. Somebody puts a bullet in you, and you're gone, and your spirit's up in heaven. You know, big deal. Many people during their life, they fall down and go boom, and it hurts for a while, right? But that's all it is when you're dying. Actually, like when the Lord was pulling the spirit in and out of me in that office in Beverly Hills, it didn't hurt at all. And I know that when a person dies and they're saved, the spirit of the Lord is right there, and it takes all the pain out of it. Even when people are burnt to the stake, at the stake, and they are... in a state of a calm and praising and thanking the Lord when you're being, your head is being taken off you, it doesn't matter because it's glued back on in the spirit in you. They can't cut your spiritual head off because there's an inner man in you that goes right up into the kingdom of heaven. You're whole and you look better than you ever did in your life. And demons, devils, they gloat and they say, look, and he's dead. But the people that are really of the devil that die, the newspapers and all the people that are satanic, they mourn over them. It's unbelievable. And they write great swelling words about them. He was like an awesome man. He was so awesome. And yet he's only 50 years old. Or they're only 20 years old or 30 years old or whatever. And they're gone. Just in an instant, the Lord drops them. And then it's not so nice for them after they die because they attacked the church of the living God. One that God called out of heaven and one that was gotten together by supernatural signs and wonders. A church that has been put together that is actually the body of Christ. Or members of the body of Christ. Not members of Antichrist, but Christ. So, you know, take heed how you hear. There's only two different kinds of people, and those are those that are saved. And then there's the body of people that are unsaved. All the ones that are unsaved go to hell in the lake of fire. Well, do you think that's fair? Absolutely. Everything God says is fair. Take heed what you hear, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever God said. Now, when God drowned the whole world, there isn't any of them that punched God in the nose for that. He didn't care what anybody thought. He did it before the whole world. He wants everybody to know that he's not just a God of love, but that he's a God of judgment, and he is a God of wrath. He's going to burn this earth to a crisp, and he's going to take you out. He could drop you dead, especially if you're some devil fighting this church or any other, this church. If you're fighting this church, God said he's going to destroy all my enemies.
Amen.
And now you're not hearing me? That's up to you.
Amen.
Okay, because Bill Levy, not just because he was a homosexual, he went back to homosexuality after he'd been in this church for years, but he had a stroke and now he can't talk. He was talking so bad about us after we... won him to the Lord, led him to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and paid for the birth of his child. And then his child, he actually, she started listening to him rather than to us, what the Holy Spirit was saying through us. And it's really, you know, you people can act like these guys are awesome and everything, but nevertheless... He dropped dead three times the other day, and he dropped dead again the other day, and he's just living on one breath. Now, if the man would repent and state and ask for forgiveness, and would come to us and apologize and write it out. I'll pray for him and he'll be healed. Mm-hmm. And God will do that just to prove that we're of the Lord and he wasn't what he was doing. Amen?
Yeah.
And I'd be very willing to do that, but it's obvious that this man isn't going to do that. And if that mayor of that town would shut his mouth and quit attempting to persecute us, because the Bible said, the Lord told me, and the Word of God says, that those that attack the Lord's people, that the Lord will destroy them.
Amen.
And mayor, you're next.
Amen.
You're next. I hope you hear me, because I have nothing personal against you. Or again you, okay? You're the one that said he's so awesome and all this. I don't think any of you are awesome. God says there's none awesome but himself.
Amen?
Amen. The Lord says, take heed what you hear. And the Lord also says, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nose, or whose nose is one breath. For how lightly are you men and women to be accounted of? You're just big bags of wind. And the wind that is in you is Satan's wind. It's an ill wind. And repent or you're going to perish. I ask you this in mercy. I tell you this in mercy. Repent. It's an order from the Lord. Repent or else. You perish. Now, you people said you were going to send hit men in for me. Well, my hit man is God.
Amen.
And he'll hit on you.
Amen.
In the instant when you least expect it. You'll be preaching in your pulpit or be in a mayor's meeting and something will happen to you in an instant. See, I've got God as my hit man.
Amen.
Okay? Whoever you've got as your hit man hasn't hit me yet. But God has already hit three or four of you, and I don't know, he may be hitting a bunch of you right now as I speak. All right, do we I believe we do have a testimony or two here. Where's the first one from?
From Ghana, West Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor, millions of thanks to you for the kind work you are doing for us in Ghana. Dear Pastor, how are you? I hope by the grace, power of God, you are fine, strong, and healthy. To set the ball rolling, I have read some of your newsletters from a friend. This newsletter has helped me out a lot. I was a sinner, but through that newsletter, I have now seen that there is a living God. Dear Pastor, I am now a Christian. Please, Pastor, I also want to receive your newsletters and some books from which will enable me to do the work of God. Dear Pastor, if possible, send me a Bible, which will enable me to do more reference after reading your newsletter.
No problem. I imagine he's already received that.
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Dear Pastor, I also want you to send me some cassettes or taped messages from you. I also want to help others, so please send me more copies. I want to tell the whole world that there is a living God we are worshiping. This is my aim, and it can be achieved only if you assist me with the above request. Dear Pastor, may God richly bless you. I now want to place or list my name on your list so that you will keep on sending me more newsletters. Thanks for helping me. Goodbye. Yours in Christ, Isaac from Techiman, Aurora, Ghana, West Africa.
Okay, do we have another one there?
Yes, from San Ysidro, California.
Okay, let's hear what you say.
Pastor Longo, I just want to thank you for making a person extremely fortified with faith again. She is my assistant administrator, Kaylin, in the Genesis Association, which was confiscated from us by corrupt authorities that wanted to consume our assets in Rosarita, Mexico.
No, it's not confiscated. The government steals things from people, just like they stole all of our assets, all the church assets, and made this bogus charge on me of tax evasion. They couldn't make anything else stick. I had won a case. They have accused me of everything. And then finally, John Peeler with the FBI told me that they said that we're going to get him through the IRS because we can get anybody that way. And so I went and spent 4 years. I was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison on those false white-collar crime situations. So now they did that also to say that I'm a former convict. Well, I'm not alone. Jesus is called a convict too. They took him to court and found him guilty and nailed him to the cross. Mm-hmm. And then they found the Apostle Paul guilty of preaching the gospel, and they chopped his head off. Same thing with Peter. They crucified him upside down. He didn't want them to crucify him right side up because he had denied the Lord three times. And believe the Lord, and if I get crucified upside down or my head chopped off or hit with a bullet, they haven't done anything like that yet, but my hitman, God, has already pulled three people, shut three people's mouths so far. And they say that this one man is too weak to be operated on. I just pray that God does what he said he would do. And I'm not going to be, you people are nice to your own corrupt people. I'm nice to the people of the Lord. It's better that those kind of people that are indignant at the things that the Lord says and what I say, that they be taken from off the earth, but not by human beings. God does it himself. Amen?
Amen.
I didn't give Bill Levy the stroke. I didn't make the former mayor of Falk, Arkansas, drop dead yesterday. The Lord did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give that pastor, Mr. Mixon, I didn't give him three heart attacks and then another one the day after. All these things happened not by me. And so take heed what you hear. I'm not the one that did that. And I'm not the one that's going to annihilate all the rest of those people that have done that in that little town over there.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they rule the world and they're a bunch of redneck hillbillies that they don't know the Lord and jealous and they're anti-Semitic, they're anti-black people. And they're just two very corrupt churches in that area and they're exceedingly jealous. Because we, the people can see God blessing us and they are not blessed. The ones that were anti-black, they were plagued just recently with, hundreds or thousands of blackbirds fell on their house and in their garden and went to the bathroom all over them and everything. And that's one of the main instigators out of there that they said that, oh, we're not prejudiced. But the Lord said they were, and he had a bunch of blackbirds come and, you know, stink the whole area up just in that one house in the town of Falk.
Amen.
So we didn't get even one canary hit us like that, okay? There was like, I heard, was it hundreds or thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands of blackbirds just converged on this guy's house because they have a slogan at their church, and two of our people used to go to that church, and they said that whenever there'd be a black person coming to the church, they say now, black people go to black churches and white people go to white churches. That's what the Lord said, though. Amen?
Amen.
And he says, now blackbirds go with blackbirds, and canaries go with canaries, and pigeons hang out with pigeons, and so we suggest that black people go to black churches. Man, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes.
And so they're upset at us because we have a few black people in our church, in that church out there, and they want to burn us up, blow us up, or whatever. And so they make up stuff. They hear a bunch of backsliders that have said things that are absolutely wrong about us and myself. And so they just love to believe that. It gives them some kind of zeal to attack us as though I'm evil and they're good. But whatever I have ever done in my life after I was saved is of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, God told me to do everything I did. Amen?
Amen.
And so he's also telling me to warn the people in that town. What he told me, he's going to annihilate you. And I told this to a couple of the city council members before these people started dropping dead and getting strokes. And you can ask them. They were told, and I'm telling you again, they have these closed secret meetings over there. It's like it was at one time the city of Falk, the headquarters for the Ku Klux Klan. And they just ran two people out of town, one married to a black person, a black and white marriage there, and they burned a cross just recently in the yard and scared them out of town. So now they say they got a lot of confidence from that because nobody arrested them or anything. They just slapped them on the wrist. But now they're going to think they're going to run us out of town. I don't run, and I want you people to know that. Nobody has ever chased me, okay?
Amen.
I don't run. Okay, so what's the next one here?
Your gift contribution to her has brought her soul back to life. I read your profile, and I am deeply impressed. We kind of share the same complications of life with our goals. I would very much like to communicate with you and learn something. You have a gift. I wish I could send you a synopsis of what happened to us in Rosarito, Mexico, but I would rather do this personally. We've been on Channel 10 News twice already. We are also starting a website to help prevent our horrifying experience from happening again to others that just want to do something good in this world. Please contact me. May God bless you. Thaddeus from San Ysidro, California.
Okay, tell them to listen to the program that we're on the air. And we mentioned this on the air. And if there's any way that I can help them, let me know. All right, because I will. Now, I was talking about the Lord transforms or transfers something of a person to a person. We communicate with each other, and when we communicate with the Lord, He transfers or transmits something to us. It's like a transfusion. Like, not a blood transfusion, but a spiritual transfusion. When we stay close to the Lord and we look into His eyes, into His spirit, we are His spirit, His self is fused, or we get a transfusion of Him into us. Like I said yesterday, when you look at someone, or day before yesterday, you observe him or her, and you're looking at him or her in the eyes. And sometimes people that are not of the Lord, they get a transfusion into each other, and it kind of hooks their soul. And then they want to go out on a date, and they want to go and maybe commit fornication or adultery. And so the Bible says to look away from things like that because you're going to get a transfusion. You have to take heed. What you hear, and what you look at is what you're hearing, because there's a transfusion going on in your heart and in your soul. Because something of you goes also into that person, is transfused into them that you're looking at. Now the sevenfold spirit today really is the eyes of the Lord. The eyes of our Savior. He observes us and transfuses himself, all of his riches, into us by his seven eyes, or really the seven eyes are his seven spirits, which are one and the same. The sevenfold intensified, compounded Holy Spirit is also the speaking spirit to all the churches, all the members of the body of Christ, all the members of the corporate body of Christ. The Lord's epistles to the seven churches are in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. At the beginning of each epistle, that was the Lord Jesus speaking. Chapter 2, verse 1, 8, 12. Chapter 2, verses 1, verse 8, and verse 12. verse 18 as well. In chapter 3, verse 1, 7, and 14. Still at the end of each epistle, the Spirit says, whosoever has an ear should listen to what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not the Spirit of Antichrist, but the Spirit of God, says to all the churches. Now, he says all the churches because he knows that the people in the world are already listening to the spirit of Satan. So he's saying this is what the Spirit is saying to all the churches of the Lord. Because people that hear messages and then they just do the same thing after the message, they're not of the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is not making a dent in their soul, their spirit, their mind. Now, this is found in chapter 2, verse 7, 11, 17, 29, and chapter 3, verses 6, 13, and 22. He is a speaking spirit in the beginning of the book of Revelation. Then he becomes the consummated spirit as the totality of the triune God at the end of Revelation. The totality is the compounded spirit of God. It's a compound, means all the ingredients of God are found in it. So everything that we need from God is combined in this totality, this is the seven spirits of God, the triune God at the end of Revelation. You find that today he speaks to the churches, but at the end he and the church speak together, and the church is his bride. Now, if you remember, I told you that he says the Spirit and the church say come. Amen,
amen.
And the church and the Spirit says this, that we speak together now. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Revelation 22, verses 17. Verse 17. The processed triune God, consummated into one spirit, the church, the body of Christ. In other words, the consummated, the marriage of the supper of the Lamb, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, is where the triune God and the church are consummated as one. We, along with God, become the Holy Spirit. We're married to the redeemed, regenerated, transformed, glorified, and spiritually resurrected tripartite man as his wife. The triune God and the tripart man become a married couple. The New Jerusalem, as the conclusion of the Bible, is the marriage life of the processed God married to the transformed man. They live together as man and wife. They live together as a married couple in eternity, and their life is portrayed in full in the New Jerusalem. So there's the essential spirit, and then there's the working spirit of the processed triune God. And remember, process means that God came into this world into a man, and he was processed as a man. He lived every thing of man and a whole human's life. And then he was crucified. All these different things, that's a process too, is where he was persecuted, like we who are in the flesh and having the spirit in us are persecuted. And we're degraded just as he was. And you can tell that we're of the Lord because we're persecuted. And the Apostle Paul stated he and the people with him are like the scourge of the earth, because the unsaved people think that there's something, when in reality they're dead dogs and that we're nothings. And that's just incredible. But it's, I found that these words are absolutely truth. So there's the working spirit of the process, triune God. And we are processed too. We have to be crucified with Christ, and then we have to be filled with the Spirit, wash in the blood of Jesus. We have to turn away from our old life. This is processes that we must make ourselves go through, because the Lord's not going to do it. He doesn't want robots. He wants obedient children. Amen?
Amen.
And so we go through the same process, and then we're filled with the Spirit, and then we begin bearing the cross. We take up our cross. We deny ourselves the satanic things of this world, and then we do the will of the Lord. So the essential Spirit of God is the Spirit of life that is breathed into us as believers, as the divine essence of the divine, immortal, eternal life. That's in Romans 8, verse 2. Also John 20, verse 22. The working Spirit of God, the Spirit of power, was poured out upon the believers at the divine essence, as the divine essence of the divine power. That's the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, chapter 2, verse 2, 4, and 17. The consummated Spirit has these two aspects or items. The inward essential item or aspect, and the outward working aspect of it. On the day of resurrection, the Lord breathed the essential Spirit as life into his disciples. Then after 50 days, on the day of Pentecost, he poured out the working Spirit of power. To be able to work with Christ, the whole Godhead, the working Spirit of God upon the disciples so that they could be in the ministry. The essential Spirit is for our immortal eternal life, and the living inwardly, the working Spirit of God's work is for our ministry, to be able to do our ministry and to be able to stay strong throughout our ministry and work outwardly, to do the outward work, the work of God with him. And we have to desire to do that. We have to force ourselves to do it, because it's our very life. Work of God, the outward. Work of God means to be for God's work. Not yours, not mine, but for God's work, to carry out his plan. All right, now the Lord Jesus also experienced the Holy Spirit, the Spirit in these two aspects. He was born of the Holy Spirit, begotten by it. Lifted up with the Spirit, and then constituted, became a part of him with the Spirit. Constitutes means to be made up of the Holy Spirit. But when he became 30 years of age to come out to do the work for God, to carry out God's work, God's business, the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove, Matthew 3:16. This was the ministerial work aspect of the Spirit for Christ to carry out God's work on earth. And you need that as well. But first of all, you need to have the Spirit in you outwardly, to let the Lord breathe his Spirit into you right now. You can start out by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. And that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved." Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul. And keep doing that, praising and thanking the Lord, because you get the power of God by praising and thanking him and reading his word. And then you know, make sure you get baptized in water and baptized with the Holy Spirit as well. And if you need any instruction on that, just call me with one of the fourth addresses that Sharon is going to give you right now. And be sure to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because it's an intricate chapter that needs to be broken down to you. And I'll do that, Lord willing, in the message tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow, that you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. Lord, here's Sharon to tell you four different ways to receive a copy of program number 341. Please mention audio tape or CD. Everything is paid for.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord. And right now, this is H.B. Barnum's Spirit-Filled Choir singing the Life Prayer Song. This is the Life Choir. Exactly the same as the Spirit, as Jesus spoke, and you'll spend eternity with him.